This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today's the one-year anniversary of Kanye West. We'll talk about it in a moment, but first, an important piece of information.
Another scotch and soda?
The only way to fly. Just to be just like you. Just to hate flying. I mean, the moment I got on the plane, I'd be gripping those armrests like my teeth were being drilled. Truth is, statistically, you could fly every day for the next 26,000 years before you'd have an accident. You believe that?
Of course, statistics don't matter. They're just afraid of things they don't understand. Like how a 7-minute time piece of machine for 29,000 feet.
Missing flight just went live at band.video. Very important information. All predictive programming. All right, the great Jay Dyer has been on vacation the last few weeks. He's back and he's ready, taking over now. Please remember again, because when I plug three times an hour with plenty of funds, I plug like twice in the last 3 hours. Infowarsstore.com, X-Tube, Turbo Force, both of them back in stock. The X2 is selling out. Turbo Force back in stock. It's incredible. 10 hours clean energy. Nothing else like it. Infowarsstore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Cyber Week right now. Do your Christmas shopping now at Infowarsstore.com. Support the broadcast. Get great products. Get a book. Get a film. Get my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Great Second Great Renaissance. All of it at Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I want to thank the crew for a splendid job. Now the great Jay Dyer takes over, and then, well, we're going to have a fill-in host for
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Fazo Beats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be back. I wish that I was on vacation. I was actually on a pilgrimage and I ended up getting the super COVID pneumonia China flu or whatever I had. So it was not the best trip. So Jamie had to put up with me basically hawking up phlegm everywhere. But she was a trooper. She did good. And glad to be back. I love hosting the Alex Jones Show. Today we're going to talk about a book that Jamie delved really deep into, which I think is perfect for capturing the essence of where the elite want to see us go in the next aeon, in the next thousand years, to build the new order of the ages, the new aeon that they think they're going to be able to create, where the elite will go into the future and the rest of us will be gotten rid of. We will be depopped. Talking about depopulation, we're talking about the religious engineering that the elite are going to use and are using and openly talk about. I've got a bunch of quotes in my own book that I've been reading here, United Nations Exposed by William Jasper. This is a classic John Birch Society text. And there's a whole host of quotes that are going to go along with what Jamie is going to be reading from this esoteric father of the New Age Crowleyan sphere. Kenneth Grant was a follower of Aleister Crowley. Crowley himself was British intelligence. And so he was really speaking for the mouth of the establishment, the theosophists, the people running a lot of this New World Order, New Age religion, way ahead of time, like Helena Blavatsky. And she is really the mother, you could say, of the spirituality of the United Nations. So you're going to notice that this all ties in together. Also want to talk a little bit about Cosmo Magazine's a post that they put up about satanic abortions, which they're now promoting openly in Cosmo. So, Jamie, tell us about this book and what do we need to know about this?
Well, I'm glad you brought up Blavatsky because all that has to do with the communications with the secret chiefs, right, or the hidden masters, those guys sitting up in the Himalayas all cross-legged and meditating and
floating, sensitive New Age men.
Yeah, yeah. And so this book is a critical study of Aleister Crowley's system of sex magic, which they call the Ophidian Current. And it has to do with tantric rites of Kali, the dark goddess of blood represented by Crowley's cult as the Scarlet Woman, which is what we see in a lot of the award shows.
Right. Yeah, like Katy Perry comes out writing The Beast and, you know, a lot of the imagery taken from the Book of the Apocalypse. Of course, it's not understood in a Christian sense. It's understood in this Gnostic, satanic sense.
So this book is to teach the use of what they call psychosexual energies. And Crowley was obsessed with contacting the hierarchy of spiritual powers by the total annihilation of personality, which is what happens when you go through mysticism, yoga, Zen, all of these. And what they call it is the ordeal of the abyss. Now, the secret chiefs, which also Hitler was in contact with, and he would have night sweats, night terrors, wake up in screaming and coming out of meetings with these supermen, they call them, right? Nietzsche and Superman. And so I just wanted to read you a quote here about what the physical encounters says. This is from Mathers, another magician contemporary of Crowley, right? He says, let's see. My physical encounters with them have shown me how difficult it is for a mortal, however advanced, to support their presence. And this is what aliens are going to be. This is
the same mode of contact, which these a lot of these guys are doing various hallucinogens and the ritual magic, and that they're saying, oh, then the entities that I'm contacting, that's the gods, which will later basically be the same thing as the interdimensional aliens.
Right. So he says, I do not mean that during my rare meetings with them, I experienced the same feeling of intense physical depression that accompanies the loss of magnetism. And this is what they mean by having an orgasm. On the contrary, I felt I was in contact with a force so terrible that I can only compare it to the shock one would receive from being near a flash of lightning during a great thunderstorm, experienced at the same time great difficulty in breathing. The nervous prostration I spoke of was accompanied by cold sweats and bleeding from the nose, mouth, and sometimes ears. Now, the great difficulty breathing was also reported by Hitler, and this is where the ritual of the stifling air of the SS comes from. Also, the Templars had a similar ritual, and Anton LaVey.
So this is pointing out that a lot of the high-level members of the SS, for example, they were influenced by Theosophy. Himmler wanted to recreate the Knights of the Round Table, and he would engage in these rituals. So, you know, it's not just a National Socialist mysticism. They really tried to implement this everywhere, and that's why the spirituality that the United Nations adopted is this spirituality that is an attempt at blending all the religions into a new kind of collectivism. For example, H.G. Wells, who we've covered many, many times, in Open Conspiracy, he wrote, the histories and symbols that served our forefathers actually encumber and divide us. The sacraments and rituals of the previous religions harbor disputes, and they waste our time and emotions. The modernization of religion leads us straight to the effort to establish the one world state as a duty. So here Wells is telling you in this famous book, The Open Conspiracy, that he wrote in 1928, that the purpose of the United Nations as it emerges, it would later be the same circles of the Royal Society that would go into doing the philosophy of the United Nations, like Julian Huxley, is to create a new religious system and symbology that all the world religions could kind of unite into. And that actually explains why we're seeing so many religious leaders come out as open globalists. We see this with Pope Francis. We see this with a lot of other world religion heads. They're moving us into this pre-planned, pre-packaged globalist religion, which is just a tool of the world state.
Right. So these secret chiefs are the ones who authorized Crowley to establish a new epic in the evolution of consciousness and of people. So Hitler also and Crowley talks about evolution being forced to go in two separate ways to create Superman and the slaves that serve. Right.
That's the teaching of Charles Galton Darwin. And it's also in H.G. Wells's book, The Time Machine, because in The Time Machine, when he goes several hundred thousand years into the future, he finds that the human race has evolved into Eloi and Morlocks. And so the Eloi are these sort of, passive, godlike, living in the Elysian fields, but they're vegetarians and they get fed on by the Morlocks, who are these cannibals that live underground. So, I mean, even in H.G. Wells's fiction, you can see the same principles being taught, where they believe that there's going to be this spork in evolution, to where basically there's a bunch of slow boys that are the population, and then a bunch of Nietzschean Ubermensches, even though in Wells' story they become basically vegan soy boys again.
So a lot of this magic, this psychosexual magic, has to do with the assumption of god forms, and particularly Egyptian god forms. So wearing an animal mask, they talk a lot about atavism, which is getting in touch with your ancestors and your future progeny at the same time, and merging evolution, bringing God to a beast through the vessel of man. And so this reminded me of that Rothschild party they had, where they had those pictures come out and lots of people wearing animal masks. And certainly in witches' Sabbaths, you're going to have people wearing horned heads, things like that. So basically what they want to do is dress up in animal costumes and
Right, because the idea behind this religion is that the most powerful force in the universe is the generative principle. And so most of the world religions have in some way worshiped the generative principle. And this led more cunning elites and blue bloods and royals to figure out that the way to control society is not just to control them through various economic means or through the power of the state, but also to control the religious realm and to control breeding. And I just finished reading the second novel in the Dune series, and I was struck by how much of the series by Frank Herbert is actually obsessed with this notion of controlling and steering bloodlines, tapping into the gene pools to create the fitter offspring of the future. So the whole series is actually geared towards exposing and elucidating the elite philosophy of life, especially eugenics. Herbert was very aware of eugenics, and that's really what undergirds the philosophy of Dune. Of course, the next installment of Dune will be coming out in March. And so if you're looking for a fictional story that actually encapsulates this, I think Dune is a good example of that. And I just did a really deep dive into Dune on my YouTube channel. If you go to Jay Dyer on YouTube, you can see my really deep breakdown of the first Dune, getting into the mind control, getting into the witch covenant of the Bene Gesserits. And then I go really deep into Dune Messiah, the sequel, in the part two for subscribers. So head on over to my YouTube channel. You can also subscribe to Jamie on YouTube under her channel as well. And when we come back, we'll get into more of the New Age esoteric yoga religion and that they're trying to promote.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, the Kwisatz Haderach, Jay Dyer. This is my wife, Jamie Henshaw, and we are covering the importation by design of Far Eastern collectivist ideas and philosophies to engineer and steer the West into a new aeon. And what are the characteristics of that aeon that the elite want to inculcate?
Well, let's talk about the Scarlet Woman. So this is the Beast 666 girlfriend, right?
The consort.
And according to them, this is any woman that receives and transmits my solar word and being. So what does that mean? We are talking about Kali again. We're talking about yoga, specifically raising your kundalini up through your spine and giving you phenomenal cosmic powers to do what? So these scarlet women are connected to ancient temple prostitution, which is preserved in the doctrines of Indian and Tibetan tantras. So there is a left-hand path of Tibetan Buddhism that is the dark side. Right?
So I have a question. How does this relate to ISIS? Because when we were in Rome a couple weeks ago, I read a lot about the ancient religious reverence in pagan Rome for ISIS, because they found that the ancient deities, that they, the cultures that they would conquer, they would kind of take the gods into their pantheon as well. And they had a lot of reverence for ISIS as well. She had her own cult. So how does this relate to ISIS?
So this book talks about a goddess called New Isis, which is the new woman. So Isis, you can differentiate her from the other goddesses in Egypt because she has a throne on her head. A lot of them look similar, except one has a feather, one has a throne, one has, but she has the seat. And this seat is the chakra of the kundalini that they're talking about, the seat of power that rises up during these sex magic rituals. And so this book gives a list of Crowley's seven girlfriends or slash wives who were his scarlet women and what magical grades they helped him attain.
The holy thoughts.
Yes.
Crowley's thoughts.
And what demons they put him in contact with, because it was actually his new wife, Rose Kelly, who dictated the Book of the Law through channeling, and he just wrote it down, right? Because the woman is the better medium for whatever reason to channel these spirits. So using Tantra to invoke the deities and awaken Kundalinis, and they make magic elixir from bodily fluids, and this is what the OTO is about, and this is one of the pillars of sex magic, is using your bodily fluids to cast spells.
I think that part of this has to do with the psychology of denigrating a person. So to put them through a kind of a humiliation ritual, if you read C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy in the third installment, which we covered here on the fourth hour, C.S. Lewis has this allegory for the Illuminati or the Tavistock Institute and all these different institutes in the UK that are really trying to institute a New World Order technocracy based on the contact that they've had with these interdimensional entities that they think are spiritual beings who are actually just demons. And the demons are telling them that everybody that comes into this scene known as NICE, N-I-C-E, they have to be initiated through something like what you're talking about. So my point I'm making here is that C.S. Lewis, the most famous Christian writer and apologist of the 20th century, he knew about what you're talking about with these really degrading, bizarre rituals that people were put through, these humiliation rites with bodily fluids and all this kind of stuff, because that it has an effect of degrading you and getting you sort of bound to this new cult. And now you're sort of psychologically and spiritually bound to this after going through these degrading rituals.
So just like Kali is known as a mother, she's also known as a destructive goddess, you know, who wears a garland of skulls around her neck and things like that. So they think that this elixir can also be used as somewhat of a venom that brings men into direct relationship with demonic worlds. So they think of these bodily fluids as the elixirs of eternal life, and they manifest in the high priestess at the climax of the sacred rite when the fire snake has achieved union with Pan in the night sky lit with stars. So this, the hidden god that they're talking about in this book is actually Pan, which means all, and is symbolized by the, the horned god and also Baphomet the androgen.
Well, this is where we get the word pantheism, right? All is God, Pan is God, right?
That's the root,
right? Panspermia, yeah.
Right. So the priestess, or the witch queen, they call her, is the ever virgin to Pan. She doesn't have to be a virgin. She just has to be childless. That's what they consider virgins, right?
So sterile.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you're talking about with the Cosmo magazine.
That's why the elite are pushing through pop culture, through the magazines and the literature and everything, this necessity for you to be sterile, for you to not have offspring, for you to not go into the future, to not project your genetic lineage into the future because you're bad for the planet, right? All of this is tied up in this new goddess religion that's being promoted. And the goddess religion, you might think, oh, well, isn't that Mother Earth? And doesn't that mean that we're going to be fruitful and multiply? No, the goddess religion is a sterile, abortifacient religion. And that's why Cosmo Magazine is pushing the idea that you can make your abortions into a kind of self-affirming quasi-satanic ritual.
Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, this kind of magic is using sex to produce anything but a child, right?
Well, the idea is that the energy can be turned in on yourself to empower yourself. In fact, our friend Rachel Wilson, who wrote the book about occult feminism, she was just on Church of the Eternal Logos' channel on YouTube, and they did a long breakdown of how a lot of millennial and Gen Z girls are going on TikTok and describing how they've had ritual abortions and how they've done it for the purpose of self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get this mysterious ultimate elixir of life from the virgins who are childless women, and the tantric initiate begets children on virgins without physical intervention. So this is another blasphemous inversion of virgin birth, right? And the spirit children are also known as the extraterrestrial current into the human life wave. So here we've got your ETs, ghoulies, demons. This is what they think that they are bringing forth, the invasion.
If they're spirit children, does that mean that there's a bunch of spirit baby daddies and baby mamas?
Yeah, the magicians and the priestesses. Yes. But they don't have to pay child support on those.
Right. You pay spiritual child support. So I got a quote here. This is from a prominent feminist, and her name is Mary Daly from Boston College. She's a radical feminist, quote, theologian. She said, Antichrist and the second coming of women are synonymous. The second coming is not a return of Christ, but a new arrival of the female presence. The second coming, then, means that the prophetic dimension of the symbol of the great goddess is the key to salvation from servitude. So she's actually saying that the rise of the feminine and the goddess is the demotion of the masculine and the patriarchal. And for her, that's the real Antichrist, the opposition to Christ, the male patriarchal figure. So oftentimes they'll actually just say what they mean. For example, Gloria Steinem wrote, quote, witches are true freedom fighters for women. And I keep talking about this because You go on TikTok, if you go on platforms and look at what people 25 and younger are into, they're obsessed with witchcraft, they're obsessed with the occult now. And that's by design. That's what the elite planned for that generation to be into. Gloria Steinem says that witches were freedom fighters because they taught contraception and abortion before anyone else. The modern contribution is to elevate reproductive freedom into a universal human right. It just serves the elite power of population control and depopulation. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide-free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To the fourth hour of of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I'm here with Jamie Hanshaw, and we are discussing the principles and esoteric secrets of the new aeon and where the global elite want to take us with this United Nations-inspired adjacent world religion that they want to control and concoct. And I wanted to give another quote. Back in 1992, when they had the Rio Earth Summit that Maurice Strong and George Bush Sr. and a lot of the elites attended to try to push forward the austerity green agenda back in the 1990s, and they put out a lot of publications after they had that summit, and one of them said, quote, "We must now forge a new earth ethic, a new covenant, which will inspire all the peoples of the world to join in a global partnership, north, south, east, and west." That's the UN publication, In Our Hands, the Earth Summit, 1992. So you notice all of these quotes go together. Maurice Strong, who was at that summit, said the exact same thing, that the purpose of this summit was to support the forces of light against the, quote, forces of darkness, to bring about a superior law of divine nature. So the UN for them is kind of the new church. It's the new voice of God. It's the new locus of both church and state for forging the future. And that is really, as we said, a Rockefeller creation. The United Nations is 100% basically emerges from the money and the land donated by the Rockefeller family. And this is the religion that you're reading about Kenneth Grant and these people talking about.
Yeah, so Crowley proposed a series of experiments, controlled experiments designed, he thought, to awaken the genius within each man and woman. The perfect fusion of solar and lunar energies in one organism, represented alchemically by the androgen, a glyph of the great work. So there
the
we
androgen
have,
being androgyny.
Yeah. That's why androgyny is popping off in the past couple years. So the occult significance of androgynous emblems such as Zeus,
non-binary,
Bacchus, and Baphomet, which Crowley employed as symbolic of his own peculiar formula, bears a direct relation to the newly evolved psychosomatic structures which we see emerging in humanity today.
Can I make a point there, which is that you have to understand that what's behind a lot of the non-binary transgender push is this dissociative aspect that you can dissociate the person and the consciousness and the soul from the body, and then the soul can basically determine what it wants to be, male or female, puppy, alien, helicopter, whatever they want to say. And then the body has to then conform to that, and they can choose through some sort of consumerist process to purchase a man body or purchase a woman body. Mm-hmm. It's absolute insanity, but it's predicated on, first of all, trauma and dissociation by design, and that there's nothing wrong with dissociating from your body. It's a Gnostic, neo-Gnostic idea that the body is somehow inferior and bad and can be destroyed or can be mutilated. And then it's premised on the alchemical satanic notion of the Baphomet, which is both genders or non-gendered, that is higher than any state of having male or female gender. So there's this assumption that it's a more spiritual, more enlightened state to have no gender or to have both genders or whatever. And hence Baphomet. So it's a new religion that's anti-creation. It's against the biology of the created order and how we're made. And you have to understand that it's intentionally pushed. And the Tavistock documents talk about intentionally pushing these things to cause and create mania and dissociation and psychotic stress and breaks in the population by design.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about heroes because Horus was the first, or his word derives from that word hero, action heroes. That's why action heroes are so big. We're talking about God, equity, Zeus, those people. And then they go on to say the incursion of extraterrestrial influences into the human life wave, unconsciously or consciously attracted to the individual embryo, would be a means of incarnating such mutants. The intense magical operations which Crowley performed could and probably did engender strange and unearthly children. So this is the X-Men.
Well, it is what X-Men in the Marvel Universe is talking about is applicable to the scientism and science obsessed mad scientists who want to experiment on humans and basically, like Jonas Salk writes about in his book Survival of the Wisest, experimenting on infants through vaccinations.
And when we get to the end, we're going to say what Crowley thought of as the Mark of the Beast, and the X-Men logo and also X-Files, that clip you played, is also that symbol.
Well, I didn't play, but they played. Well, yeah. But yeah, X for Crowley. X. I'm not accusing anybody of being Antichrist. I don't know who the Antichrist is. I'm just saying that in this magical system, the X is seen to be the axis of the world, and so the world is X and Y axis. You can apply that to the way the world spins and whatnot. And in that system, that's how they see the world.
The X is in occult is the crossroads. It is the meeting point of God and human.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and to give another quote, another one of the key elements that the elite want to push, as we said, is this idea that the new world religion has to be something that is not derived from any previous text. So, in other words, there might be a new future religious text, and that's where I think the statement of no Yuval Harari comes in, because Harari says, and has been pushing for the last couple of years in his book Homo Deus, and in a lot of his talks, he says that the deficiency of a lot of the world religions books previously is that they were written by one group of people or one society or one culture or one dude. And so they're always going to be limited. But the idea of AI, if AI can produce new books in a matter of seconds, why couldn't AI produce a much superior religious text in no time at all? And we're actually seeing a lot of science fiction stories actually push this notion that, you know, AI can perhaps be our future savior. It can give us a pseudo voice of God. It can give us a new divine text, a new revelation that would be superior to any of the previous ancient texts. And in the book of Dune, for example, I think one of the positive aspects of Dune is that they've had a Balerian jihad where AI is actually forbidden in the world of Dune because AI enslaved man. And man had to then overthrow it because AI had the impetus to completely depopulate humanity. I think Frank Herbert, you know, for whatever his flaws are, he actually knew and understood that that was the elite plan. And he put that in the novel, that AI would be used to basically depopulate humanity.
Well, one reason we're seeing Christianity persecuted is because, well, first of all, many of Crowley's wives and girlfriends, after he was done with them, they ended up in an insane asylum called Colney Hatch to spend their days. And so, according to them, a person who subscribed to historic Christianity would be psychologically unable to use the formula of sex magic taught in this, what they call the sovereign sanctuary, because you can't handle it. Your psyche cannot handle it, right?
Well, that applies, I think, to society as a whole, because sex has now been completely weaponized and is used as a control structure. So humans are being debased and their normal, healthy sex drive is being overrun with all kinds of, you know, degenerate, debasing types of things to actually destroy them. So sex can be a great thing. It's a powerful, obviously, tool for creating life. It's the generative principle. But it can also be a tool of enslavement, just like a lot of the other basic needs that we have. Think about the need or the desire for security, right? Big terror attacks then scare everybody, and they give up their liberty for the promise of security from the deep state, the security state. And so the trade-off there is playing on Maslow's hierarchy of needs and human weaknesses. So likewise, the desire for sexuality and sexual fulfillment can be played upon, just like the desire for food can be played upon. The elite give you junk food. They give you a simulated sexuality to basically sterilize you and to destroy you.
Or use all of your sexuality to attain what their ends are.
Outside, what do you mean?
Like using the public's powers and turning people to different lifestyles.
Okay. Skittles.
Yeah.
Taking your energy and focusing
exactly.
it into sterility.
They think the new Aeon is spending the inhibited sexual energy in a tremendous orgasm. So the new Aeon is basically a coom.
But it's a sterile one.
Yes.
It's not one that produces life. And
exactly.
So this is all about your sterility and the ending of your genetics.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jones Show. Thank you for tuning in. We remind everybody to head over to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those products. Keeping Alex on the air, it is the tip of the spear. It's absolutely essential that you get those products. I bought a lot of those products. Every one of them has been excellent, especially the Coral Calcium Toothpaste, especially all the books, documentaries, the t-shirts. It's great stuff, and you can keep fighting this war by supporting Alex in the store. You know, we're actually having a lot of victories. And so even though things look difficult right now, this is actually the key point where we have to support the InfoWar. And we're talking about all these different elements that the elite have about how they want to come at us to control us, steer us, corral us. And we know about, you know, the government tyranny. We know about the Fed, the Federal Reserve. We know about insane taxation. We know about the media that lies and goes after, you know, people who haven't done anything wrong, especially people like Trump going after Elon Musk for free speech. But a lot of people forget religious engineering. This is so key. This is so big. And Alex has actually talked about it for a long time. You know, this great book by William Jasper that was written back at the time of 2001 about the elite conspiracy to take over the world, usually using entities like the United Nations. And I think we saw in the last 3 years with the COOF, the COVID crisis, or this pseudo crisis, this engineered scamdemic, that the United Nations was a key element in that control structure, right? We were basically handing over our U.S. sovereignty and control throughout this scandemic to this international body that would just bark orders at us, and we would do anything that it told us for the good of the planet. And now we're seeing it transition out of the security state based around medical freedom and medical control into biosecurity. The biosecurity state is where they're taking things, and that's where they're pushing a new scandemic. They want to test out, see if they can do another one. We just saw the death of Henry Kissinger, and Kissinger is a key figure in terms of, like Alex talked about, global elite controllers and people that are architects of the existing New World Order. In fact, according to the Paul Williams Gladio book, it was actually Kissinger that was running Gladio and that whole P2 Masonic structure in Italy throughout that whole Cold War period. All that, the strategy of tension, terror, all of that can be located back in the figures of Brzezinski and Kissinger throughout the Cold War. And today we're talking about not so much Kissinger and the geopolitical engineering, but the religious engineering. And you could argue that this might even be more powerful and more important for controlling the masses than wars and geopolitics. It's religion. Religion is such a powerful control mechanism. I'm not saying that all religions are fake. I'm just saying that from the elite vantage point, from the perspective of the Kissingers and the Brzezinskis, I mean, Brzezinski in Between Two Ages has multiple chapters talking about how religion controls and steers the populations and where religion and the Roman Catholic Church needs to evolve into to better control the masses. And that's exactly what we're talking about, is the characteristics of the religion that they're creating and steering for the masses. It's actually ancient paganism revived.
Yeah, so one of the characteristics that we were talking about is that the Aaron of Horus will be the blending of the two sexes into one. The bisexual Baphomet of the Templars symbolizes this concept. In this Aeon, man will learn how to materialize thought. And the babe in the egg, you remember when Lady Gaga came to that award show in the egg?
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Book of the Law, is the magical thought child in its auric or Akashic capsule ready for launching into space. Right? Because this does have to do a lot with UFOs and why the UFO phenomenon is upon us so heavily right now, and how they are making an army of New Age women into yoga manifest and birth these horrible thought babies.
Wait, who are the horrible thought babies?
They talk about if it goes wrong, you can have like ghoulies, like thought ghoulies.
You can be possessed, basically.
Yeah, or like birth a new demon, what they're talking about. So
they're seeking to get possessed, basically, right?
Yeah, and they use yoga to do this. And then another point I wanted to make about the rites of Kali and something that they dredged up from that is what they call the formula of reversion or reverse. So it's an ancient thing referencing the tantras by practicing imbibing of female urine and cooked dung. So basically anything that's gross, they want you to try it so that you...
I'm not sure. Kalima Shakti Day.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to the Temple of Doom thuggy world right here. Here's what's on my Twitter right now. I just found this yesterday. I couldn't believe when somebody sent it to me. I was like, that can't be real. No, it is real. If you go to my Twitter, you'll see there the Cosmo right there, Cosmo Magazine on their Instagram. They put up how to have a satanic abortion ceremony. And so people say, oh, it's just a joke. If you go and read the actual article at Cosmo, it says, while some might think the name of the abortion clinic is a joke, It's actually a legitimate medical entity that is a real operating abortion clinic. So, yes, Cosmo Magazine did put up a how to have a satanic abortion ceremony.
So, talking about Kali again, the devotees of Kali were taught to make no distinction between the contents of a dustbin and the gourmet dish. They perform their rites in the cremation ground surrounded by dead bodies, which to them is the flower-strewn yoni of the goddess. So that's why ugliness is celebrated. That's why disgusting things are celebrated.
Inversion.
Yes. The law of reversion. And so why yoga? So they think that it's possible to draw off stellar and or transmundane energy by using the human organism as a condenser. So when you are doing your kundalini poses and you're doing all of this yoga and meditation, you are acting as a condenser for these demons. So the occultist uses the yantra to focus and penetrate the ether. And then I have one more quote about the role of the woman in the new aeon. Ready for that?
Yes, tell me. The role of the woman. And so is she supposed to embody the goddess, I'm guessing?
Yeah. New
so
Isis.
All the women are to become Isis and the Scarlet Woman, right?
Yes. Childless condensers of energy for ET.
Childless possessed hoes, basically, right?
So it says women will fulfill a different function in the new aeon. In the Isaiah current, that's Isis, gather strength about the astral atmosphere of the earth. More of her earthly vehicles will be prepared to propagate a race of magically generated beings able by virtue of the subtle complexity of their mechanism to probe extraterrestrial dimensions. So there's your Katy Perry E.T. Hypnotize Me. How does it go?
I don't know, but you know, yeah, makes sense. So the aliens are basically just demons. That's the crux of this, right? And the idea is that you become a host for these entities, and then you're going to get empowerment. You're going to get self-affirmation. That's what Cosmo is telling women, right?
You are AT's baby mama.
Yeah, but you're actually, it's just actually sacrificing an entire generation to Satan.
Yes,
basically.
Because you have to be childless.
Yeah, well, in Childhood's End, which is written by a guy who was himself a Crowleyan, Arthur C. Clarke, in Childhood's End, the alien that comes to give humanity peace and medical advancements is actually then threatening. And all, he says, you have to give me all your firstborn children.
Mm.
And then I will take them. They can become the new evolved human race. And oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I have to depopulate your planet. So it's the same thing that Karelin does in Childhood's End, basically.
Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for these signs and symbols. One is the circle in the X, fusion of O and the X, which produces, they call the lightning flash. And they talk about Nodens, the god of the deep or the abyss, and connect that to extraterrestrial intelligence.
Well, what they're calling ETs, by the way, and that's been all in the news the last 2 weeks, again, with all this alien nonsense, pushing all the alien crap. Oh, the government's been hiding ETs. Oh, but really, we want you to know that there are aliens, right? Yeah. Wink, wink.
And it's these special methods of establishing contact with these entities more evolved than man, they say, will be perfected, and there are already signs of their development. And this book was from 1974, I think. So they were already talking about channeling ETs onto the earth in 1973.
Well, Crowley, when he drew the picture of the god Lamb that was supposedly talking to him, it happens to look like one of the greys, mm-hmm. right? It has the big bubble cone head and then the big black eyes. And so, yeah, I think that it's not accidental that the entities that these people were channeling, that they're calling the gods, just happen to also be the aliens.
So if you want a full explanation of this book, I have it on my channel on Rockfin, and we just did also Hitler the Black Magician on that channel, and they complemented each other perfectly.
Yeah, you can also be sure to go to my website, jasonalysis.com. You can order the books in the shop. I'm back from my pilgrimage, so book orders have been delayed, but they'll be going out very soon. All the books there are signed copies. You can get Jamie's books as well in the shop. You can go to my YouTube channel, Jay Dyer, and subscribe as well.
It's a growing channel, and I've been covering a lot of movies, films, and geopolitics there. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be sure and support Alex by going to the InfoWars store and buying those great products.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.